Intentionality today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I am so appreciative of the fact that you took time out of your day to join the show. Time is valuable, so thank you for yours. This podcast exists to encourage you. Coaching is hard. There's real pressure. But with that pressure comes great opportunity to change lives. So I want to encourage you in that opportunity. Wherever you are, whatever level you coach at, God has you right where He wants you for today. So make the most of it. So with that in mind, let's get right into the topic for today. Recently, I've been reading through a biography of sorts on the influential pastor Jonathan Edwards from the Great Awakening period. And during his young life, think late teens and early 20s, one thing really stood out to me. Intentionality. See, it was noted that Jonathan Edwards often thought on weighty things, real deep thinking. This appears to be directly opposite of the culture at large today. So many people just want to zone out and simply turn on Netflix. Edwards was different. He loved to think deeply. Over his life, he compiled over 1,400 reflections on deep issues of doctrine, philosophy, and scripture. It was also said that as a young man, he knew what he wanted, and he charted a plan for his life. This speaks of great intentionality. To be honest, it reminded me of the coaching mentality. As we direct our program, we most often do it with great intentionality, knowing that a good program or developing great players, it doesn't just happen. It must be cultivated, and that requires one to be intentional. So if we go back to Edwards, perhaps what struck me the most was the statement that he knew that if he did not pursue the Lord, he would not grow as a believer. Wow! That really hit home with me, and I wanted to share it with you today. You see, we all get that in our coaching life, we know that if we don't seek improvement every day, our team will not reach its full potential. We're fully invested in that principle. But are we equally invested in our walk with the Lord? Ashamedly, at this point, episodes run together, so I apologize if I've said this before, but I'm often convicted of the fact that if poor weather moves in today, we're still going to have practice. It might be in the gym. It might be in our indoor cages, but it's going to be something. We're going to have practice. We're rarely just going to take a day off. However, how often do I take that same approach in my walk with the Lord? My day gets distracted. It gets busy. Time gets crunched. And I just push it to the side. How often do I take that same approach where it's going to happen today? How often do you? So, Coach, here's the challenge. As we get ready in the morning for our day, how hard would it be to read a portion of Scripture? Maybe on the way to work, meditate on it. Spend a few moments working on some verse memorization. You see, Psalm 119 tells us that the Bible will come to life when we view it as a life-transforming gift from God. How do you view the Bible? Do you see it that way? See, we can learn a lesson from Jonathan Edwards, a pastor from over 200 years ago. If we would just take a few moments of our day and devote them to reflection like he did, we would find a deeper and more satisfying walk with Christ that would change our heart and change our mind. And here's the real bonus. As our hearts change and as our minds change, we become more like Christ. And as Scripture says, that light begins to shine to all men. That all men includes the players that you hold so dearly. See, as you're changed, they will be changed and drawn to your example. So, Coach, get intentional. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.